What's your name?
Michael Fuller.
What's your age?
I am 26 years old.
Profession?
I am working as an official for football and x-ray tech.
What is it like to be a football official, and what was your worst experience?
It is very fun to be an official. I like football, and it gets me back out on the field with the kids. And the worst experience I've came across was at a passing camp. And it's never the players, it's always the parents. Because the parents think they know everything, but they don't. And what they see is not what I see. But the way I handled it was just by ignoring the parents and just kept focusing on the game to do my best to officiate what was in front of me.
What is it like to work as an x-ray tech, and what was your worst experience?
Being an x-ray tech is, to me, very easy and also very fun. I enjoy taking x-rays, and then I enjoy the downtime you get when there's no patients there. I like the patient interaction, and I also like working with the coworkers that are in the field. As far as experiences go, I had a bad experience with one patient. They were not very happy to get x-rays. It was in the emergency room. They were refusing x-rays, but the doctor, then I went to go talk to the doctor, and the doctor said they really need them. So I went back to the patient and explained that they needed the x-rays done, and then they agreed to take the x-rays, but throughout the whole process, they were complaining and yelling at me because they're in pain, and I tried to comfort them to let them know it'll be okay, it'll be quick, I'll try to be fast, just work with me, and we can get through this together. And that I can get out of your way and leave you alone. But they did not. They just couldn't relax, I guess. That's a bad way to say that. They were pretty adamant about not wanting to be there, not wanting help, but they're just difficult to get the pictures in the end.
How was it like growing up biracial in school?
For the most part, a lot of people do not see me as biracial. So usually only the black side is the side that people see, because that's the more prominent feature that shows my ethnicity. And unless I told someone that I was part Vietnamese and Caucasian, no one would have assumed or said anything. They would just assume I am black. During school, I don't think there is too much of a stigma. I mean, I did go to a more Caucasian prominent school, so there's probably only a few other black kids there, but I didn't feel like I experienced any discrimination. I feel like everyone was treated equal for the most part, and yeah, that's pretty much my experience at school. community, just being out, I think it does, there is a little, you can kind of see in some people's faces. If, say, I'm with a more, I have different type of friend groups, so I have like a, I have an Asian friend group I hang out with, but then you can kind of see different if I hang out with a Black friend group, where people look at you different. So there is a little bit of a discrimination. Say you're in stores, people think, or I'm just assuming that they're watching you more. When you're just shopping, like at a gas station or something, they think you're going to steal something. But Sam with another like friend group that's either Asian or a more Caucasian friend group, it's not, seems to be a little bit different. There's less, less tension from the people around us. But yeah, that's all I got for that.
How was it like to transition from a small Christian private school to a public school?
I'd say the transition was pretty smooth. There was, I've definitely noticed a difference. A lot more kids at a public school versus the 20 people in my class at the private school. I feel like the private school set a good foundation for me to make that transition pretty smooth as far as education or the academic wise. I feel like it made it, the public school is easier to me, yet there was a lot more opportunities for social interaction at the public school compared to the private school, with as far as meeting a bunch of different people or many different people and all sorts of people in different walks of life. But I feel like I transitioned pretty well. I mean, it helps that I went to a public school with a friend that was at the private school with me. So that was, he helped, so that helped me make friends at the public school as well. And other than that, I think the transition was pretty smooth.
How was it like going from your parents' house to your own house?
Felt like I was free from living under my parents' roof, but also sad because I don't get to spend time with them as much. But it is nice having your own space and being able to have your own rules and have your own stuff and not worry about disturbing anyone in the house. I've had experience before when I first moved to college of what it's like to live by myself. So that was that. I feel like I grew a lot and learned how to live without my parents. And then I feel like the downfall, though, is that you have bills to pay now and that you have to make sure you make enough money to pay the bills, and you have to take care of the house, and you have to take care of all, or a lot more responsibilities that you don't think you'd have to do, or you just forget or don't think about if when you're living under someone else's roof. And it was a learning experience, and I feel like I grew and became better with being more responsible with how to live my life.
You played football for your middle school, right?
Yes.
But you also play football for a rec league, right?
Yes.
How's it like playing for both of those teams?
It was very different. The rec league was the one I've played, or the organization I played with had teams from third grade to eighth grade, and I was in that league before I went into middle school. And then by the time I was in middle school, I played football for my middle school as well, while also playing with 7th grade and 8th grade on the rec team. But the biggest difference between those two was the middle or the rec league was a lot of these kids that played from 3rd grade, and they were more in tune and they knew what was going on and with the sport of football and how to play the game. Whereas in middle school, a lot of these kids never played tackle football, and they were all, it was a lot of them, for them, it was their first time in learning how to play, how to hit, how to run in pads, and what it, just all the, it was like brand new to everyone. Whereas when I was playing with the people in middle school, I already knew everything, and I was already the number one guy because I just knew what I was doing and I had experience beforehand. But yeah, I would say the people that played in the rec league seemed to be more athletic, in the sense that they just knew the mechanics of football and how to move and how to block and how to play the game, versus everyone was learning for the first time in middle school. Yeah. The downfall of playing for two teams at the same time, though, was it was a very big time commitment. You'd have practice for your school right after school, and then after that, you go do practice for the rec league, and it was very tiring and exhausting, and I feel like I burnt myself out, and I wouldn't recommend anyone do that again, because rest is very important, and too much activity could be a bad thing, or you could be not giving your muscles time to rest and heal.
Did your grades suffer at all?
I would say no, but the effort I had to put in to keeping them up, I feel like increased significantly, because I would be tired and I wouldn't want to do any homework or wouldn't want to do anything. But yet I would have to stay up longer, sacrificing sleep just because I had to finish assignments, or I'd just be too tired in class to pay attention or to do anything in class. So like on paper, no, because I put in the effort to keep it up, but physically, mentally, I would say it was took a little toll.
What year did you start in high school
playing football?
Were you a starter, like first person playing?
I started when I was, so my high school was from 10 to 12. It was a 3-year high school because we had junior high, and the 9th grades weren't playing with the high schoolers yet. The freshmen weren't playing with high schoolers. And then I started in 10th grade, but it was towards the back end of the season. But I played on defense as middle linebacker in 10th grade.
Do you have any big injuries?
Nothing serious as far as like broken or torn ligaments, but I dislocated my patella while running. That was not during football. That was just during like a football workout. And the only other injury I can recall was dislocating my elbow. And that was in 10th grade when I first started as well. But it wasn't super serious. Just had a, once they put it back in place, just had to let it heal. or rest a little bit for the ligaments because they were stretched when they dislocate. But other than that, no serious injuries, luckily. Just some, I had a thigh contusion, like a deep bone bruise, and that hurt a lot. So luckily it didn't result in a break, but close to breaking. But yeah. Oh, wait, no, I did have one actually. I got a concussion in 11th grade. Pretty big concussion. I was out for probably a month, but that was probably before what they knew about concussions, because before they just thought that resting was the only solution for concussions. But as years gone by, they quickly developed and learned that you can kind of treat a concussion to speed up the healing process. So yeah, that put me out for a month with between football and school. I just couldn't go to school for like the first 2 or 3 weeks because I was supposed to sit in a dark room, but knowing what they know now, that was probably not the best idea, and there's better treatment options to heal concussions versus what they knew back then.
Did you play any other sport in high school, or did you want to play any other sport?
I kind of wanted to play basketball, but I knew I wasn't good because I didn't put any time into it. So I didn't do that, but I did run track. I did like that. That was fun. I did the 100, 200, and the relay. And that's all I did in track.
How's it like playing for just your ninth grade team in middle school?
It was pretty nice. It was the year after I played my last year with the rec team. So going from two teams to playing for one team was very relieving in the sense there was more time, and I had more time after school and practice, and it was easier to focus on one sport versus two. And I would say that I feel like my grades were easier for me to keep my grades up during that time. And it was also, it made playing the sport more enjoyable versus making it feel like a job when you had two teams versus playing for one team.
Did you have any conflicts in high school?
No conflicts directly relating to me and another individual, but more so a conflict when you see someone being bullied right in front of you, and it's kind of saddening to see that someone would do that to someone or make someone else feel bad or just kind of push them to the edge when they didn't do anything wrong to them. But I guess the conflict I became a part of is when I saw a kid get bullied in the locker room after a weightlifting class, and I decided to jump in because I was kind of tired, or I just felt bad for the guy who had no help or support, and I physically intervened and made the bully stop, and he never bullied the kid again after that, or I'd never seen him bully him again. But yeah, that was my way. It was probably, I probably could have talked to him, but at the time, the kid probably wouldn't have listened, because that's just kids. They don't listen to begin with. But the kid was scared of me after the bully, so he didn't want to cause any issue later. And I think the kid that was being bullied was grateful and seemed like he wasn't being bullied anymore by that guy anymore.
What was the physical intervention you did to cause the bully to stop?
I ended up just pushing the kid up against the locker. I ended up pushing the bully up against the locker and with a stern voice told him to stop and to leave him alone. And then the bully quickly, he looked frightened and backed away and just pretty much just left the locker room right after.
So you've been playing football all your life, but your last year in college, you decided not to play. Why is that?
Mainly because it was a huge time commitment. I just felt like I was done. I didn't want to play anymore. I didn't want to do the workouts, and I didn't want to go do the 3-hour practices and then another 2 hours of film later to watch the practice and school. Playing football in college really affected my grades and made it really hard to keep them up. And I feel like it was mainly because my major I took was a pretty time consuming and knowledge, the amount of knowledge and stuff you needed to know for my major made it really hard to put in the time to study, because most of the time I feel like I was either doing a workout in the weight room with the team, or in practice, or going over film, or just all sorts of just factors that they kept keeping us busy with. I feel like I had no time to do any classwork, so come my senior year, I just was done, didn't want to do it anymore. I wanted to focus on finishing out and getting good grades my final year of college. And turns out it was a huge difference in my grades, where from getting C's and B's turned out to finishing with all A's. And that was very rewarding. And I did like to work out, but I was able to do that on my own. And it didn't take as much time out of my day versus playing football. Because I noticed, or when I played football, I was falling asleep in class because my sleep schedule was really bad. And just time management was just really hard, because I'd stay up a lot of nights trying to study and trying to cram information, even though I wasn't retaining much of it because I was just too tired to retain any of it while playing football.
So in college, your second year, you had 2 roommates. Mm-hmm. And your third year, you decided to exclude one of those roommates from your living arrangement. Is that right?
That is correct.
Why is that?
Because when you live with someone and share the same space, you learn a lot about them. And this one, particularly me and the other, one of the other roommates, his name was Drew. Me and Drew were pretty good friends before. And we found this other guy before we decided a room with him. And he seemed like he was a cool guy, but then once we lived with him, he was very passive aggressive with us playing his Xbox, which it was the center of the room with the TV being the center of the room, and we were all playing it before and having a good time. He said you can play whenever, but for some reason, I don't know what happened, I think he was getting upset with how much we were playing the Xbox, even though we were playing it with him too sometimes. But he would hide the HDMI cord and hide the controllers, and we'd just find it and replug it in and just play again. But eventually he just didn't talk to us and decided to hide these things, and it was kind of like just not happy with us for some reason. And which me and Drew are reasonable people. We can talk things out and talk boundaries and whatever. It's like, if something's wrong, just let us know. Like, we're good people. But yeah, we decided to exclude him because we didn't want to deal with that again and feel like it kind of made it very awkward half the year. And even though he would have his own space come the third year when we all decided, or when me and Drew decided to find two other people to live in an apartment with, we all would have had our own rooms, but we just, that whole incident kind of just ruined the friendship, and we just thought it would be easier if we just find or do two other roommates that we knew that were part of the football team, and they were willing to live with us because we needed two more people to get an apartment.
How do you think he took it when you told him that you did not want a roommate with him the following year?
I'm pretty sure he was upset. He didn't say he was upset, but I think that's what was the final thing that kind of burned that friendship bridge, sadly. But it's okay, we moved on, and I think in the end we all grew and became better from it.
So that was the last time you spoke to him?
Yes. I mean, I think we've talked once after that, but just stopped communicating with him just because we all went our separate ways and kind of just did our own things. And he found another group of people to hang out with. Me and Drew stayed good friends and just did our thing and enjoyed what we had.